morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org. You can hear the show at that site anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's wonderful dot foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Later on in the program, we're going to be speaking with Robert Knott, speaking of the arts, and we're also going to have a little visit from Felines and Friends. Right now, I'd like to welcome Rocky Lewicki. He is part of a show that is opening actually tonight, and it's called Unrepresented. It's the first in a two-part show of artists who are unrepresented by galleries, and it's at the William Shearburn Gallery. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much, Marichelle. It's great to be here in New Mexico again.
Yeah, now you were in New Mexico. We've had you on the air a couple of times, and you keep coming back to visit and show your work in different ways, always doing interesting and creative projects. Yours, it's a group show, and the piece that you have in this show is called A Prayer for Al-Qaeda. Is it the second piece in a series by that name?
It is the second piece that I've shown. I've been kind of working through the series over about 3 years. It's kind of manifesting into different forms, but I felt like this one, I finally resolved it, all the components to it, and I felt good enough to show it. So this one is up at the William Shearburn Gallery. It opens tonight. It'll be up for 2 weeks.
And it's a piece that is based on a prayer rug. It's the size of a prayer rug, but it's made of pure white paper with a gazillion little tiny holes hand-drilled through it.
A gazillion. It is. Yeah, there's about 100,000, a little over 100,000 hand-drilled holes. It's an Afghanistan prayer rug that I've kind of scanned into Photoshop and manipulated. I collaged a few different rugs together, the larger one being Afghanistan prayer rug, and then a war rug that's sort of collaged in.
A war rug being an actual image of a gun, and that's a genre of rugs.
Exactly. There's an AK-47 and a helicopter that looks like it has been shot down, and which is sort of superimposed inside the mosque area of the prayer rug. It's on white paper, and basically I set up a piece of wall board, and then I put my white thick velvet paper on it, and then my template that I print out. And I drill through my template through the paper that I'll end up using and then into wallboard, so it kind of pushes into the wallboard rather than cuts it. And it makes a nice sort of braille-like texture. It, to me, it speaks of communication.
When you display it, you put a light behind it so that the light shines through it like 100,000 little sort of stars or something.
Sure, yeah, that's the goal, is to have some reflective light off the back so you can really push through the piece. And, you know, I'm really interested in the balance between mass and space, and taking away mass and replacing it with light. And light is my medium here. There also is a small little blood circle that is above the mosque. And I was working with a nurse in Santa Fe when I was here a couple of years ago. And ever since, I've been lugging around the blood in my freezer.
A vial of your own blood in your artwork?
It's about 30 vials I collected, and it's been in my freezer ever since. So, it's not something you want to show someone on the first date. Come see my freezer.
why a prayer for Al-Qaeda?
Well, we're in a troubled political climate right now, social climate, and a lot of my artwork is based around social activism. Basically, I'm working with this idea of the mosque and the iconography of the Afghanistan prayer rug. It's tough. We're sort of with the ambiguity of the title, Prayer for Al-Qaeda. I am American. This is coming out of an American show, sort of. I just wanted to sort of blur the boundaries of what we're doing as a government, and what's right and what's wrong. And I think it's a tough situation with Al-Qaeda and what they're doing, but at the same time they have intentions and reasons that are not all that bad. I think the actions are horrible, what they're doing, but as a government we're not always that clean as well. So I'm trying to sort of blur the boundaries of the United States intentions versus, maybe the terrorist intentions, and who's right, who's wrong.
Meanwhile, the process of doing it is something like a prayer itself. I was over there yesterday at the gallery as you were hanging the piece, looking at this object with, well, I call it a gajillion, but you call it 100,000
right, sure.
little holes in it. But each one is drilled with an exact size, an exact direction. And it reminded me of one of those Tibetan Buddhist sand mandalas where sure. It's made of a thousand, well, even more, little tiny pieces. And together they make a whole. And you really can't make any mistakes. You have to be incredibly focused as you do each thing.
Sure, you have to be on. And there's no really alternative to it. You know, you have to hit your dot. And, you know, with over 100,000 holes, it's very easy for your mind to start to wander. But as soon as, you know, I start missing that exact center, I kind of refocus and I'm there. You know, I think it's a great exercise of being present. Once you start thinking about the next dot, drilling the next dot, then you're never there, you know. And as soon as you become aware of the dot that you're drilling, then you are fully present and you're there. And time seems to go a little bit quicker when you're thinking about that one dot rather than, you know, the next and the next and the next and where am I going to be in an hour. So in that regard, it's a really nice sort of exercise, which has actually helped me a lot with my trip here to New Mexico, being kind of functified with my airline being delayed, and ever since, you know, my expectations have been thrown out the door. But that's the great thing about New Mexico, is it really challenges you to be fully present and fully aware. So with that, yeah, I've had a lot of struggles with this piece. You know, I had some custom brackets made for the piece, and they didn't totally work out. This piece was originally hanging between two pieces of plexiglass, so I can filter a little bit more light through it. But the plexiglass has been giving me problems. It shifted in the shifting, so my, you know, alignment was a little bit off, and it's still not fully resolved. But by the time the show opens tonight, it's going to be resolved.
It will be.
And that's the great thing, you know, as an artist, you're always, you know, making changes. And if you don't make changes with the art, then the art's going to die. It doesn't have a chance to breathe. And normally, you know, when you get to the gallery, it's normally done. You don't have a chance to keep moving. And now it's great that it's at the gallery. I still have to make these decisions and let it breathe and let it turn into something else.
There's a whole bunch of artists, I guess 9 artists in each of the 2 shows. The first one is opening at the William Shearburn Gallery tonight. That's actually at 129 West San Francisco Street, up on the 2nd floor in Santa Fe, right near the Lenzic. And it's from 5 to 7:30, and you and 8 other artists. And then 2 weeks from today, September 25th, same thing over again with 9 more artists. And it's an interesting show. Everybody's got one, or sometimes people have a few pieces in it, and that's curated by artist and curator David Solomon.
Yeah, David's been great, great friend, and also great for my career. He launched Bang, which is sort of an underground art showing of artists that, you know, are outside the box a little bit, more unknown and maybe a little bit more edgy. And he's just doing a wonderful job in Santa Fe of keeping sort of the art alive. And so now he's at the Shearburn Gallery. He's directing the gallery and also putting this independently curated show together. He's doing a great job.
You're doing another piece, which is also a continuation of a series that you've done, in which you're also a potter, a very, very good potter, and you're making these urns for something called the East Side Penitentiary in Philadelphia.
Yeah, the ESP project, East Side Penitentiary Project, that'll open on April 3rd of 2010. And I'll be giving away 980 urns. They're going to be porcelain urns. They'll have 24 karat gold on the very bottom. I'll be giving away in the penitentiary, which is closed down. It was open for about 140 years.
What a strange space that must be.
Yeah.
And they give tours there now.
They give tours there. They have virtual tours online, and the space is just very beautiful. It's got a lot of character to it, sort of wabi-sabi, broken down things that are changing, you know, cement that's decayed. And I think it's just going to be a beautiful space. So the urns are
beautiful, but, I mean, it can't but be depressing, no, to
exactly.
Imagine the people who've been in there?
Yeah, you know, this penitentiary has obviously a huge history of, you know, prisoners who are takers of possessions, takers of lives. And so one of my goals with this is to try to reverse the history and the energy of the penitentiary. And that's going to happen sort of immediately.
So by giving
away 980 of these urns to the public, Hopefully, you know, obviously, immediately I'm going to reverse the history and the energy, but we'll see. Maybe even long term I can switch it. I'm doing what I think I can do, and you know, immediately. But who knows what's going to stick around, in this sort of other sort of world.
You're an artist. You are working. You're teaching, and I know that you don't have any extra money to throw around, and yet you're making 980 urns with a gold leaf on the bottom, which nobody will actually see unless they actually pick up the urn. Why are you giving them away? I mean, where in you is that coming from?
Well,
it's not the first time you've done this.
I did a piece in Columbia, South Carolina at the museum there where I gave away 444 vessels. I was challenging what free is, what a commodity is, what gift giving is. We always have this idea of sort of an expected monetary return when we give a gift or some sort of return. And so I want to shift that idea of thinking that we can just give something away to be generous. It's just the direction of my art right now, the direction of who I am, and I just want to do it, you know. And, you know, I am struggling financially, but it's no reason to not do what you believe in just because, you know, monetarily it's not all there. But, you know, clay is pretty cheap, luckily, and once I get my my pieces rolling, they're going to be coming out pretty quickly. And then I'll just, you know, I've got the funding to get them out there. I just have to make the work, and we'll go from there. But it's exciting to be on edge in that way, not totally know what's going to happen. You know, that, like I said earlier, the work can breathe that way. It can really move and change, and that's exciting.
The last time that you did a project giving away beautiful clay pots, vases, right?
Vessels, yeah.
Vessels. You were on the street with these beautiful glazed clay vessels, fired, the whole thing, and you were giving them away, and people regarded you with suspicion at first.
Completely. Yeah, I was trying to raise money to go to Maine, and so I went to Charleston. I was in Columbia, South Carolina at the time. I took, you know, about 40 pieces. This is how this whole idea got started. I was just going to sell them for, you know, reasonable price, $20-$30, just kind of move a bunch and then go to Maine. Nothing was selling, so I kept dropping the prices, and then finally I put a big pink sign up on the little floppy board. It said free, absolutely free, pick one out. And nobody would take one. Everybody's walking by, so finally I just started reading a book, and one person came up and was challenging me. He says, well, you're not giving this away. What do you want from me? You want something. I said, just pick a piece out. You know, so he picked a piece out. I started telling him about how it was made, salt firing, da-da-da-da-da. And as soon as he started taking the piece, I started wrapping it for him. And then there was just a slew of people that were there. It was just a madhouse. But no one really believed that this was free. Everybody thinks that there's some gimmick behind it. And so it was great. It was just charging. And it kind of, you know, spurred. It was the impetus for this whole sort of series of giving pieces away. Yeah, it was great.
So you are now living in California and teaching there, but coming back, what keeps you coming back to Santa Fe?
It's the air. It's the magic. It's everything. It's really spectacular. I left here. I had family in Santa Cruz area, Northern California, and the doors opened really quickly and easily, and I felt like it was a good move. Things are still happening. I'm starting to get some roots there now. But Santa Fe is just such a wonderful, magical, spiritual place. It really is incredible. I hope to come back here more often.
Rocky Lewicki is an artist, and he is in the exhibition Unrepresented, or Un, which is happening at the William Shearburn Gallery tonight at 7 o'clock. There is gallery talk by art historian Catherine Davis. She's going to lead a discussion on Thursday, the 1st of October. You can find out more about Rocky Lewicki's work at rocksart.com, R-O-C-K-S-A-R-T, art.com.
I just want to add, yeah, rocksart.com, R-O-C-K-S-A-R-T.com. If you click on the Eastside Penitentiary Project, I've got a few pieces for sale, a few vase families. I think they're between 13 and 19 piece vase families, and those are for sale. They're going to, proceeds will go directly to the project. They're beautiful pieces.
And they come as a group?
They come as family, yeah. They're really spectacular. They've got a lot of rhythm movement to them. They all have a 22 karat gold leaf on the bottom as well.
And once again, 129 West San Francisco Street, second floor. For more information, 989-8020. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Santa Fe.
We're going to take a break right now. Felines and Friends is on deck. Please stay tuned. I'd like now to welcome Bobby Heller of Felines and Friends. There is a feline fiesta, is that the right word?
Absolutely.
Coming up tomorrow, we're in Fiesta Weekend, not to forget the kitty cats at Petco on Cerrillos Road from noon to 4.
Right. We have an abundance of what we call teenage cats. They're kittens that are now pushing 5 and 6 months of age. They're still waiting for homes, and we need to get them placed. Just like the shelters throughout New Mexico, we're all overloaded with pets. Between owner relinquished because of economics and still the ongoing birth rate that has, we're making progress, but it hasn't been stemmed yet.
Those kitties just don't use birth control.
No, they don't.
And so there's a lot. Why is there such an increasing birth rate of cats? Do you know?
I don't know that it's increasing. I think there is more awareness, and people are now bringing them in rather than just letting them keep multiplying. They're realizing that it is an ongoing problem. So we're seeing an increase in numbers, I think, strictly because of awareness, rather than that there's an actual explosion, which is a good thing in the long run, but it does take a number of years of consistent spay-neuter and these animals being brought in to get a handle on the overall population explosion.
So the fact that they're being brought in actually is encouraging in terms of being able to spay and neuter the extra cats so that in the long run there won't be such an overpopulation.
Correct. And the kittens that are being brought in are being brought in young enough that we can socialize them, get them fixed, and then put them into new homes rather than what has happened in the past where literally one breeding pair over the course of 5 years can result in thousands, and that's a scary number, but thousands of cats. They're more resilient than dogs, so you don't find the problem as bad with dogs. You do in certain populations, you know, the old jokes about the res dogs and so forth. But first off, they don't have as big a litters typically. They don't have as many per year typically. And their survival skills aren't as good as a cat's.
Especially dogs that are breeds that just aren't meant to survive in nature.
Correct.
So when you get a kitty at Petco on Cerrillos Road between noon and 4 tomorrow, and that's is tomorrow the pet parade?
Tomorrow's the pet parade. So
you can go to the pet parade
Correct. If
you don't have a pet, and then you've seen all these cute little fuzzy bunnies and kitties and doggies and llamas and camels and Lord knows what else is going to be in the pet parade tomorrow, and then you can go to Petco. And there's a reduced adoption fee. The cats come with sterilization, shots, and microchip,
yes,
which is a very nice thing, which I finally had installed in my little dogs. That means that if they're lost, somebody can, if they're found, they are identifiable even if they don't have a collar.
Every shelter now does have scanning units, and a lot of vets do as well. So that if a pet is found, they can be scanned, and the chip will trace back. The two brands, we use Avid, and they will trace back to the owner, which is great. And we have had a number of success stories since implementing the chip system a couple of years ago.
Meaning you found stray cats and been able to place them?
No, meaning that cats that had been microchipped through us and then had escaped their homes ended up at a shelter. The shelter scanned and traced them back to the owner or to us.
Nice.
And we could reunite.
So Felines and Friends is an organization that has basically it just serves cats and cat owners. You have always the need for volunteers.
Yes.
To do things like fostering cats.
Yes, we do not have a shelter. We rely heavily on the kind-hearted people who have extra room in their home or they're only here temporarily. We do get people who come in for the summer. They'll foster a cat for the summer, and then when they leave, it goes up for adoption. We also couldn't do it without the help of two private boarding facilities in Santa Fe. It's Santa Fe Cats Luxury Boarding on Tanner Road and Z-Pet, who just opened up on Harrison. And they have been incredibly helpful right in our time of need. As people are leaving Santa Fe, we've lost a number of foster homes. So we are desperate for new foster homes and volunteers to help at our adoption center at Petco, along with people to drive, picking up supplies, delivering kitties from the vet to their homes. We've got some older people who do foster for us, but they don't drive. And so we do need transport.
And you also, one of the things that you need is trapping supervisors.
Yes.
What do they do?
We are very proactive trap, neuter, release. It's a program that's been throughout the United States now for almost 20 years. And it's to reduce the population of unwanted kittens from feral cats. It's a misnomer to think you can just eradicate feral cats. It has to be a process of attrition. And the way to do that is to stop them from breeding, but put them back and allow nature then, you know, they live 5 to 6 years and new cats don't come in and you don't have the kittens. We have been doing that all over Santa Fe for quite a few years. It's making a difference.
You can tell?
Yes, because we do pockets. So like mobile home parks or years ago down at Santuario Guadalupe. And there are no new feral cats.
Right.
So we are making a difference with that. But it does take manpower to help people, show them how to set up the traps. Sometimes they need transport. And just to oversee the project. Right now we have an operations manager who's trying to oversee 5 or 6 projects simultaneously. And that's a lot of work. And we need extra people who we can train, and then they could oversee one specific project rather than one person trying to oversee 6 or 7 projects.
It must be tricky to catch a feral cat.
Well, we do have humane traps, and you know, there's an old joke about how to win the heart of somebody through their food, through their stomach. Well, so good old tuna from Trader Joe's goes in the traps, and it's amazing who we end up with. Of course, we do get the occasional owned kitty, and that gets re-released, but 99% of the time it is a feral. It gets taken to the spay-neuter clinic run by the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, and we get them fixed. We get them their rabies shot, and we do what they call ear tipping, which is the top part of one ear is slightly flattened during surgery so that at a distance you can tell that the cat has been sterilized and it's part of a colony.
Nice. Felines and Friends can be found. What is your contact information if people want to find out more about volunteering or just about kitties in general?
Main number is 316-2281. You can also send an email to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. And we are on the web at www.felinesandfriends.org. And when you are there, there is a link to the New Mexico chapter because we are originally a California organization. So there are 2 chapters. There's actually a 3rd one in Wyoming dealing with barn cats, getting them fixed so that they're not multiplying.
Bobby Heller, thank you so much for being with us and have a wonderful feline fiesta.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break right now. Robert Knott is here. Just wait 1 second and he'll be on the air. I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He is a writer on the Education Beat, and he is with us just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Que viva la fiesta.
Que viva la fiesta.
Que viva la fiesta, because it's just the best that you can forget.
Did you go to Zozobra?
I was there last night.
How was it? Did it rain on you?
They blew him up with lightning.
Really?
Yeah. It was a manufactured lightning strike, but it was a lightning strike. It was amazing. They tried something new.
That's so cool. Because it was raining, so I just like...
It stopped raining around 7:30.
Did
I got
it?
There about 6:30.
I just went home.
Yeah. No, it was great. I met a lot of out-of-towners who were fascinated by this pagan ritual, and I lied to them and said that it was my idea.
Yeah. Did they believe you?
They didn't know what to make of me, which is usually the story with people, but that's okay. It's fine. I had a blast.
They don't know what to make of you, but we make mincemeat of you.
You make a lot of things of me. You make me feel so young. You make me feel like Zozobra has sprung. So here we go today, 12 noon. Opening ceremonies on the plaza for Viva La Fiesta.
Yay.
If you're not interested, avoid the plaza. And if you are interested, head on down. It's going to be 3 days of fiesta fun, music, lots of food. You're going to dance. You're going to go see Pet Parade tomorrow.
The Pet Parade. The only problem with the Pet Parade is it's really early.
You get up every morning to do your show. You can go see the Children's Pet Parade at 9
What time is it at? It's
9 o'clock.
That's early.
No, you get down there with your doggies. Your 3 doggies would love the Pet Parade.
They would indeed. You know what I had? I went to give them their kibbles this morning, and I opened the bag of kibbles, and there was a mouse in it.
Alive?
It was a live mouse. It was running around eating my dog's kibbles. I really... I felt like a total girly girl, but I jumped back and said, eek.
That happens. I opened up my recyclable plastic bin outside one morning to put some beer bottles in there. And a squirrely was in there because he was trying to get to the bird seat I keep inside. Scared the hell out of me. It was that scene in the Chevy Chase movie where a squirrely gets on his face. Those little rodents, they're scared of us, but they're like snakes.
They're very scared of us. And my dog, Milk, was interested in trying to find it, but he was really more interested in the kibbles,
which
I then dumped out, and he ate them.
Good work.
Because I thought the mouse was still in there, but it wasn't. It was scary. Anyway, go ahead.
Mousies get away fast. If they get inside your clothes, you're done for. All right, so Pet Parade tomorrow, 9 o'clock, free. You've never been to one? It's going to be a blast.
It's the epitome of cuteness.
Head down there, Paseo de Peralta and Palace. Basically, you'll find it. It's on Grant. It's on Marcy.
Does it start?
It starts near La Residencia Nursing Center, 820 Paseo de Peralta.
And where does it end?
And it finally goes to the back to the starting point.
Oh, okay.
It's like the historical parade.
It goes in a circle.
Sunday. It goes in a circle. So if you want to see the Desfile de la Gente, which started in the 1920s, it's 1 o'clock Sunday, starts at the Vargas Center.
Desfile de la Gente is a parade of people.
Yes, that's right. That's Sunday. De Vargas, Guadalupe Street, Alameda Street.
What's the theme of that parade?
That's the historical or historical.
Oh, okay.
You can do either one. I was in that a couple of years ago. I was both. anyway, that's free. What else can you do? The Grand Ball is 7 o'clock Saturday night. I went to one of those and had a blast. You can dance. You've got to pay to get in. It's at 7 o'clock Saturday, Santa Fe Community Convention Center. Pasatiempo, Rob DeWall of Pasatiempo did a really nice two-page spread on it. Has all the information about all the events. You can also check out santafefiesta.org, page 30, Pasatiempo. Last night was his over, so you already missed that. But he's gone. Gloom is gone. Really good cover story by Doug Fairfield on Jerry West, an artist, who in this interview talks about Santa Fe. He's lived here since he was 1 year old, so he's sort of a local.
I would say more than sort of.
And I'm guessing he's, no offense, probably 65. So he's been around a long time, and he remembers Fiesta's past and some of his beautiful imageries in Pasatiempo and on the cover. So take a look at that story by Doug Fairfield. And then I promised I would mention Family Jam Night at the Pink Church. 4 o'clock, not quite night, but that's okay, it's early. 4 o'clock Saturday. You're going to have Joe Hayes, storyteller, Talking Hands, Talking Feet, Catherine Marks Movement, Arts for Everybody, and more. They're calling it an interactive music and movement event for all ages, and it is so inexpensive for the whole family because we don't say prices on KSFR. The whole thing is like 5 fingers of each finger equated to $1.
Stop.
The whole family can get in for that price. If I say it's a good price, it's usually that.
It's a good price. If you say it's a good price, it's usually.
So.
Check out digital.
famjam.net. Otherwise, 4 o'clock, Pink Church. That's at 1516 Pacheco Street, over near those ugly condos that are there now.
Well, once again, my computer is still broken. And so
I heard.
I know. So I get basically anything that came before last Friday, I don't have. I got a note last night that for our conservative or right-wing listeners, the Santa Fe Tea Party is scheduled for the state capitol tomorrow, Saturday at 2 o'clock. And it's all about fiscal responsibility.
That's for conservative people only?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I don't get it. But, I mean, the fiscal responsibility, they weren't complaining about it during the conservative period in government, but they are now. I don't know. But for those who are interested, the Santa Fe Tea Party tomorrow at, no, did I say noon? It's tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the state capitol.
Meanwhile, El Circo Chipo Cabaret. Rope master Shanna Swanson, former Wise Fool New Mexico performer Amanda Crockett, team up with 6 other women to perform El Circo Chipo Cabaret. 6:30 tonight for a kiddie show. 9 o'clock tonight for an adult-oriented show. Ooh, I wonder what that means with 8 women.
If an adult-oriented show, I wouldn't go if I were you.
Why?
Because you're...
Oh, that's
a kid.
Very funny.
You're a kid.
Funny
at heart.
Lady. Always with the clowning. It's going to be at the Wise Fool New Mexico Studio, 2778 Agua Fria Street, Suite D, as in delightful, delicious. The 8 women. It's also going to play 4 o'clock Sunday up in Penasco. It's a little cheaper if you go up there. Here's some phone numbers. 992 2588 for information on the Santa Fe show. And if you're interested in going to the Pinasco Theater, 575-587-2726.
Hey, one of my favorite events for the upcoming period of time, really for the upcoming almost year, the opening is the public opening this Sunday of the Contemporary Cuban Art Show at the National Hispanic Cultural Center.
In Albuquerque.
And we don't usually cover that many Albuquerque events here just because of the limitations of time and space, but it's an absolutely stunning art show, and I can't wait to go down there.
Oh, terrific.
I interviewed the curator. I was on the air yesterday.
Excellent. When is it?
This coming Sunday, I believe it's at 2 in the afternoon, but you can go to the National Hispanic Cultural Center website, which I would give you if I had my computer.
Find out how long it runs and all that.
I think it's for like 10 or 11 months. It's a really long time that it's going to be there. And, you know, for people who think of, I mean, it really was such an education for me to see all this Cuban art because nobody in this country knows about it. People in other countries know about it because they don't have an embargo against Cuba and other countries. But we are really isolated. From not so much from the music, but from the art of that island. And it is just, I mean, it has nothing to do with socialist realism or any of that,
no.
or Che Guevara or any of that kind of stuff.
A beautiful Sunday afternoon, assuming you don't want to take in the fiesta stuff here. Head on down there. It'll probably be a nice day to drive down. They're on 4th Street, 1701 4th Street Southwest. The show's called Confluencias Dos, Inside Arte Cubano. Group show, 2 to 4, Sunday is the reception. The show runs through May of next year. Plenty of time to get down there. I'll give you a phone number, 505-246-2261. I'm not suggesting you and I are that different in this respect. The truth is, I love the radio because it's just my voice. And there's probably a lot of people that like to get their hands on me, but by the time they get here, I escape. I'm not really good with public performances, truthfully. And I agreed Tuesday night to host the Pignon Awards at the Lenzic.
You're hosting that? That's fantastic.
I am. And I'm nervous wreck. I'm not like you. Like, you're very good in front of an audience. You're just a lot of calm. But I'm not. And I'm trying to, like, downplay what I'm going to do because I'm just going to go and be very respectful to these wonderful groups that are getting awards.
Yeah, we're talking to Billy Blair on Monday just about all of that on this show.
I know. I think Billy's going to be funnier than I am.
She's great.
But it's free. It's 6 o'clock Tuesday at the 15th at the Lenzic. They claim they're going to put me in a tuxedo. I've never been in a tuxedo in my life, so I'm nervous. And
I bet you're really cute in a tuxedo.
Well, thank you. So I'll be on the Lenzic 6 o'clock Tuesday night. If you don't like me, don't show up. If you like the Pignon Awards, but you don't like me, show up for the Pignon Awards. If you like me and the Pignon Awards, you should really show up.
So the Pignon Awards are given by the Santa Fe Community Foundation.
It's a terrific, terrific. And they're giving it to some really good groups.
They're a grant-making organization that really supports a very large number of organizations in northern New Mexico in the arts and in social services and in
right.
civic affairs and in the environment, everything.
And Billy Blair's done a great job there, and she's moving on as of New Year's to, quote-unquote, retire and play with her grandkids, which nobody believes. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, she's rather active.
I don't know Billy that well, but I know her well enough to know there's something going on here. Nothing bad, something good. She's going to do something next year, I have a feeling.
Well, we'll have to take a wait-and-see attitude
about
that.
She's been great for the Community Foundation. I'm delighted to participate and help out. Speaking of which, one of the groups getting the award is St. Elizabeth Shelter, which I visited, and which is a terrific, terrific institution on Alleride Street. And I want to mention a book signing today at 2 o'clock. Right across the street from where you and me is, at the First National Bank of Santa Fe, where Anna Carvlin will be signing for her book, Dwell at My Door, on Being Homeless, 45 Life Stories. She interviewed 45 people who came through St. Elizabeth's over a period of time.
Oh, good. We were going to have her on this show.
It's a really good book, and she's going to be 2 to 4 at the First National Bank of Santa Fe. I'm glad a bank is doing this. It's a bit odd that a bookstore isn't. But,
yeah, well, maybe a bookstore will in the future.
Yeah, but anyway, head over there from 2 to 4. She's also going to be speaking 7:15 Monday at LifeLink about mental illness and the homeless. And that's on 2325 Sirius Road, 438-0010. Check out dwellatmydoor.com for information. I have a book review in the paper today. It's called The Confessions of Edward Day, a good book. Valerie Martin, a good read. Read it.
Excellent.
It's a terrific little book, so take a look there. What time is it?
It is 8:43.
Yikes.
8:44. Kathleen Fontaine has a one-woman
show
called Learning to Stay. We had her on the other day, too. And it is a kind of intense self-exploration of a very difficult period in her life where she got involved with drug addiction and healing from early childhood child abuse, and pretty moving piece of work.
When is it?
It is tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at 8 o'clock at the Rail Yard Performance Center.
1611 Paseo de Peralta, call 946-0464.
Is that correct, 8 o'clock?
Yep.
Okay.
Finally, Hay Fever, last weekend, Noel Coward, Santa Fe Playhouse. I've heard some good things. I haven't been able to get there. I've been working on my own play over at Warehouse 21, and I've just had no time to go, but I'm hearing it's pretty funny. 988-4262, your last weekend to go. Friday, Saturday, I think they might have a Sunday matinee, a final Sunday matinee. Yes, they do, 2 o'clock, so head on over there. The reggae singer, Sister Carol, she performs with the Yellow Dub Squad. 7:30 p.m. Saturday, Santa Fe Brewing Company, 988-1234. That same night at 9 o'clock, it's Broadway, What a Drag, with such drag queens as Victoria Vale, Tiffany Starr, Rebecca Adams, Guava Chiffon. What great names. 9 o'clock, Silver Starlight Lounge, 500 Rodeo
Road. Guava Chiffon, that's a great name.
I know. You know what another good name is? Guadalupe Gomez. Remember that song from the 40s? And Guadalupe Gomez, won't you carry me home? Do da do da do da, all aboard. 428-7777 for that there Broadway What a Drag show.
You're very odd.
This month marks 5 years of you and me.
Is it 5 years?
And after 5 years.
Or 6 years?
No, it's five. And you say to me, I'm very odd. Why do you put up with me after 5 years?
Because I like you, and I like saying things and watching you turn bright red, which is what you are right now.
It's been fun. I'm glad it's just one day a week. You'd have a revolt if it were more. Paul Weideman did a terrific story.
What? Did you just call me revolting?
No, you're not revolting. He did a terrific story on an exhibit opening and book signing about Carlsbad Caverns called Visions Underground, Art Inspired by Carlsbad Caverns National Park, 1924 to 2008. Steve Elmore Indian Art Gallery, 839 Paseo de Peralta, 5 to 7 tonight. This stuff looks great. See his story. Pasa Tiempo. How many times have you been to Carlsbad?
I've only been once. And it was really stunning.
I know. I've been there twice and I love it. I don't get down there enough.
Caves scare me, but it's well lit.
Caves scare me too, especially when I'm like with people that are drinking and there's monsters in the cave and then the entrance is sealed up. Did you ever see those movies about that stuff?
Yeah, on the Fantasy Channel.
Oh, fantasy you. Dil Sol String Quartet with composer Chris Jonas. Heya, Chris. 7:30 Thursday at the Lenzik, 988-1234. Craig Smith did a story on them in today's Pasa Tiempo. Also, Serenata de Santa Fe is bringing a blissful and tender melodic journey. 3 o'clock Sunday at the Santuario de Guadalupe, 100 South Guadalupe Street. 989-7988, and Craig interviewed Ron Strauss, the composer. No relation to Richard Strauss.
Oh, right. That is, we were talking about that recently. That should be a wonderful concert.
And the studio tours are going to start later this month, so keep your eyes open. Pecos, Abiquiu, some of the others. Let me see. What else can we talk about? Oh, Paul Glickman's short movie tonight. New Mexico Film Museum, 8 o'clock. I believe it's free. El Salón, Mexico. Rob DeWalt tells me it's a wonderful, beautiful movie made in conjunction with the New Visions New Mexico Contract Awards from the State Film Office, which, by the way, has a call out for entries. Check out newmexicofilm.com/locals/New Mexico Filmmakers for guidelines. Deadline October 16th. They have a total of 160 grand, 20,000 per person to help complete your movie, make a short, whatever. I think it's a good program. I know some people give it grief, but I don't. I think it's a good program.
Excellent.
Trish Lopez runs it, New Mexico Filmmakers. Paul Glickman made his movie with these funds. Rob DeWalt tells me it's a beautiful little short animated film tonight.
Yeah, I heard about that. It was one of the emails that got lost, but anyway, go support Paul Glickman because he's a great guy and I think a very good artist.
I wasn't keen on You Who Mrs. Goldberg, although it's getting raves around the country. It's at Regal de Vargas, and I will tell you, if you remember, Molly Goldberg from TV. It's totally forgotten first woman of television. It is kind of an interesting documentary. I just felt it was presented in sort of a dull way. But, it, you know, I gave it a mild review of Two Chilies. It is at DeVargas. The filmmaker's going to be there. If you like early television, if you're an early television fan, you're going to probably like it a lot more than
you're an early television fan, aren't you?
I am, but I didn't. I just felt like somehow it didn't all come together. But the problem with movie reviews is you can rethink them. You can have some time after you've put out your review and you start saying, well, could I have? And
it
I don't do that
it
very
grew
often,
on you.
This grew on me a little more than I admit. So
we would have given it three chilies, wouldn't we have, Robert?
No, I might have said 2.5.
Really?
I've gone up a half maybe, but it's still not, it's got some problems, honestly. It's kind of dull and the talking head interviews are really stiff. But the footage of Berg, who created this wonderful character called Molly Goldberg, it's really fascinating. There's a whole side story about the Red Scare. I liked Lelio's birthday over at CCA. Opens today. It's a beautiful picture set in Palestine. Comedy. You could call it comedy. 70 minutes. Short and sweet. Jericho is over at the screen. Sort of a German take on The Postman Always Rings Twice. Jonathan Richards gave it a pretty darn good review. And Sorority Row opens at Regal 14 today. I have to go see that.
Oh, I think I saw the ad for that on TV.
Yeah, there's six.
These sorority girls murder one of their friend sorority girls.
It's an accident. And then they cover it up. But years later,
it comes back to haunt
somebody's
them.
Coming along to get the girls. Who is it? What happens? And is there a shower scene? I'll discover all.
It's just a pretty college girl vehicle.
Well, you haven't seen it yet.
I know, but I could tell from the trailers.
You should go see one of these movies. That's what we should do. I should drag you to one of these movies.
No, let's go to the Pet Parade.
We're going to the Pet Parade. 5 years is next week, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, so are we going to have our 5th anniversary?
Happy anniversary to us. I guess so.
Yeah.
I'll be here next week.
The 18th. Friday the 18th.
I'm going to take one of those weeks in October off. But yeah, that's about right. You'll check your records and you'll find out I'm correct. Remember you put me on like
I've
a probation?
Because I've been on for 7 years.
I know.
I forgot to celebrate, but I had my September 1st was my seventh year anniversary.
So maybe this is our 6th year.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I joined you about a year after you started. You put me on probation for a long time.
I did not.
You did?
I did not.
All those things you made me do. Why I had to disrobe that one day, I don't know, in the studio.
He's so lying.
But you had me on probation. You were checking me out. You were waiting to see what kind of fan letters you got.
Everybody loves you except those who don't.
Yeah, it's a very mixed group. Openings today. The Edge Gallery has Mark Chatterley, 203 Canyon Road, Connections. In Art Gallery has Robert Livesey Wells, 219 Delgado Street, Reception, next week, but they're opening it today. Meyer Gallery has the 22nd anniversary show, group show, 5 to 7. They're at 225 Canyon Road. Turner Carroll has Igor Melnikov, new work, paintings, reception 5 to 7. And Zane Bennett Contemporary Art has New York Crowds, which sounds interesting as to a former New Yorker like me. Paintings and work on paper by David Kapp, K-A-P-P, reception 5 to 7. Zane Bennett is on Guadalupe Street, 435 South.
And James Drake will be speaking Tipton Hall as part of the Santa Fe Art Institute's lecture series on Monday at 6 o'clock in the evening. And we'll be talking to him on that morning at a little after 8 o'clock.
Excellent. Tonight being fast tonight, I think the museums are all closing at 5. I don't think they're doing the 5 to 8 free tonight. I think they're done. But let's say you're out tonight, and let's say you want to go drinking, and you want to drink responsibly, which means if nothing else, you're not going to drive. And you already know that, so please don't. And you're saying, where should we go? Where's their music? Tonight, Corazon. Latter-day Jazz with Matt Clark. Justin Bransford, Daniel Ward, 5 o'clock, no cover. At 9 o'clock, you have Terry True and the Groove Tribe. Big Easy R&B and Old School. 9 o'clock, you've got to pay a slight cover charge. Downtown at the El Dorado Hotel and Spa, Tierra Plena plays salsa at 8:30.
Nice.
Small cover charge. La Casa Sena does the Best of Broadway, 6 to 10, no cover.
Hey, there's also, isn't there a Mambo Room on Saturday?
I'm getting to that. I'm on Friday night now, but we'll go there. We'll go to Saturday night. Milagro 139 has the Gordon Free Band, 10 o'clock. No cover tonight. They're down on San Francisco Street. Tin Star Saloon has one of my favorite groups, Vanilla Pop, 80s Glam, and Vegas Lounge Music, 9 o'clock. You can't help but dance to those guys. And Vanessa, if you want something a little quieter tonight, has Charles Tishner playing piano at 7 o'clock.
Charles!
Now, Saturday night, what were you talking about? The
Mambo Room.
Is that the Lodge Lounge at the Lodge of Santa Fe? Salsa Dance Party with DJ Avi.
Yeah, that's the Mambo Room.
You going?
Maybe.
You don't like to say where you're going and when. And then I show up and you're not there.
That's because I didn't say.
9 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah.
Coverage show.
That's a good party, especially if you like Latin music.
That'll be cool. If you want to hear Dennis Austin, he's playing at 6 o'clock on Saturday at the 2nd Street Brewery. And El Farol on Saturday has Latin Lounge with Nacha Mendez, who I absolutely love. 7 o'clock, no cover. So you could catch her at 7, then run up to the Maligua Mambo Party at 9. And I love this name. Backroad Pizza has Noodles Alexander. Spoken word performance and blues at 8 o'clock. So there you go. Some interesting stuff Friday and Saturday.
There we have it.
Not bad at all. What time is it?
8:55.
Yikes. Hardly any time left to do some of my own spoken word stuff.
How about your own sung song stuff?
Well, I'm going to sing Viva La Fiesta on my way out.
Oh, okay.
To the tune of Viva Las Vegas. School of Advanced Greece.
Hey, what about the, talk about SAR, but what about the melodrama? I haven't heard anything about the melodrama.
Hay Fever has taken the place of the melodrama this year.
Oh, no melodrama?
No melodrama. I've only heard a couple people complain about it. The rumor is they couldn't get some writers to do it, and they wanted to take time off so they could write a really good one next year.
Oh, okay.
Probably get like a really smart writer who's funny to help write it. So, the School of Advanced Research.
He said smirking,
Clash of
knowingly.
The Titans, the Inca Emperor, Atahualpa, A-T-A-H-U-A-L-P-A.
Atahualpa.
That guy, and the Spanish conquistador Pizarro. Charles Stanish speaks about this. It's on Wednesday. SAR, 660 Garcia Street. We did not list the time in Pasatiempo. Bad. I'm assuming
but you can
it's
call
noon.
Them.
I think it's noon. Here's the phone number, 954-7203. The Inca Empire, huh? Remember and that it's a song by Jimmy Durante, Inca Dinka Dink?
Inca Dinka Doo.
Oh, what a beautiful feeling.
That has nothing to do with the Incas of Peru.
How do you know those guys didn't write the song based on the Incas?
I'm pretty sure about that.
Well, I don't know how you come up with Inca Dinka Doo and you're not talking about the Incas.
So the, but the School for American Research is, besides being a place full of interesting scholars doing good work, is a beautiful campus and a beautiful building. So if you've never been there, it's worth checking out.
The Rio Costilla Studio Tours this weekend if you want to get out of town. It's in the southern edge of the San Luis Valley of southern Colorado and northern New Mexico. It's on the border. It's the 11th annual. If you want to head up there, there's paintings, photos, ceramics, furniture. Call 575-586-2143. See page 64, Pasatiempo. Pick up Pasatiempo. There's everything in there you want.
Excellent.
Not bad at all.
So we've just got a minute and a half left.
Well, that's good. What are you going to do this weekend?
2 minutes. What am I going to do this weekend? Well, if I can get up early, I might go to the pet parade. We're not sure yet.
Well, I'll come over and wake you up.
Lots of luck with that. My dogs form a phalanx of barking, which is hard to get through.
Break up, Mary Charlotte. We want to go to pet parade.
And they're too busy not chasing the mouse that was in their kibbles.
Pet parade.
Yeah, they want to go to the pep parade. I don't know. We'll figure something out.
And let's plug Felines and Friends again.
Felines and Friends. Feline Fiesta. 12 noon at Petco on Cerrios.
On Saturday. Great. So Felines and Friends.
If you need a kitty, you can go to
the pep parade and then get out there and do the kitty cat stuff.
You can go to the pep parade, be inspired, realize that you need animals in your life, and then go get yourself a kitty.
I know, or a puppy.
And she called them teenagers. The cats are teenagers. That would appeal to your sensibilities.
That's pretty. Always with the comments about the juvenile delinquency when it comes to me.
In you. There's a juvenile delinquent inside of you just waiting to emerge.
Anyway, it's Fiesta Weekend. Avoid the plaza if you don't want to participate. Otherwise, head on down. Take a bus, carpool, bike. Have fun. Que viva la fiesta.
Maybe not delinquent, just juvenile.
Because it's just the best of you can. Forget the rest, because we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Keep him alive for us to put on your best Vesta, because you drive your Vespa, and I know that you and me are going to tie one on tonight. Oh, Mary Charlotte, how I wish there was more than just 3 days to Fiesta Weekend. Because if there were, you know, I'd love to have a little fun with your... Anyway, keep going.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte.
What I almost said.
KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me, at the radio, email radiocafe@ksfr.org. I know, but I'm using this. I have this old computer, which I've sort of taken out of mothballs, but I've been using it. And it's not that, it works pretty much, but I'll have, I think by Tuesday, the other one back, which has all my old data on it. I don't have any emails that came before Friday of last week.
You've got a luminescent eyes.
Thank you. SantaFeRadioCafe.org is the website where you can hear the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe.
Excellent.
Thanks to Brian Highhill for engineering today.
Oh, boy.
Stay tuned for the BBC, the Beeb, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Jazz a la Carta with Ricardo Perez and Helga Ancona.
So check in your record, see if it's 5 or 6 years, and we'll decide what we're going to do as a result.
Yeah. Because if it's 6, that's 2 times 3. But if it's 5, it's a prime number.
Why do you at the end of the show, why do you suddenly throw me? I can't even balance my midnight checkbook. What are you talking about here?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Adios.
Ciao.